official. The Oakland A's announced that the team is, in fact, moving to Las Vegas. How would you like to be an Oakland fan? Your Raiders moved. The Raiders have toyed with Oakland for a very long time. They were there. They left to L.A. They come back. Now they're back. Now they're in Vegas. And now they're baseball team. And, Golden State. I always forget this. Golden State relocated. They're in San Francisco now. Dude, is there a part of you that feels a little bad for those guys? I know they're Raiders fans and stuff, but I feel a little bit bad. If that were, you lost all three of your franchises. Can you imagine that? How depressing that would be?
Yeah, it's unfortunate. I don't think I've seen a sports city lose multiple teams from the same location. Even St. Louis, they lost the Rams, but still had the Cardinals.
Yeah, I mean,
does Vegas get a basketball team after this?
Why not?
Get all four sports.
Well, rather than and now they'll have baseball there. But I was like, rather than Utah trying to get an expansion team, I mean, Vegas should have a team. Because talk about casual fans. Talk about filling up Coors Field here. Vegas, you're not going to have issues filling that. I don't think. Even if the team's bad, it's Vegas. Hey, we're here.
No, and you've seen that with the Raiders. You've seen it with the Golden Knights. Like, yeah, they have their own fan base, but a lot of the times it's, hey, I'm in Vegas for the weekend. Let's go watch a hockey game.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go watch a football game. Let's go watch baseball.
So the A's have the lowest payroll, the worst record, the worst run differential, the lowest average attendance.
They also have a possum in their booth.
Really?
Yeah, in the visitors' booth, broadcast booth, there's a possum that lives there.
They're not getting rid of it?
No.
They're just leaving it there?
Possums are mean.
Well, yeah, but you got to get somebody to come in and take that thing down.
No, they just send the visitors to another booth.
Their owner, yeah, they had their magical run, too, and they made a movie about Moneyball and Billy Bean and all that stuff, but is it fair to wonder, okay, did the owner... Did they tank this thing?
I mean,
so they could justify moving.
For a long time.
Is this the future of the Colorado Rockies?
It's a potential.
They're gonna
you don't fix things. This is what it looks like.
Did you ever see the movie Major League? Did you see that movie?
Mm-mm.
If we do, there's an idea I want to talk to you about off the air, Angel. But since we're here, a sports movie series. We review sports movies this summer.
100%.
Yeah. And it can be old movies, whatever. We'll figure it out. We'll find it, and then we'll give our full take and review on it. I think that'd be fun. Get our listeners involved. Maybe we'll bring Tanner in here because he needs to watch more sports movies. I was talking to him about it the other day.
He doesn't like sports movies.
He doesn't watch them. I mean, I used to love sports movies, but Major League.
Well, maybe he's writing a movie about the tale of Tanner Schwint,
maybe
former All-State quarterback.
Maybe that he's so focused. He's like, dude, I don't want to watch sports movies because I don't want it to mess with my brain because I'm writing my own movie.
It's gonna be the best one.
So, Major League, we'll add that to the mix. We'll add that one. It's so good. I love that movie. But the owner, the premise of the movie is that the owner wants to move the team. And she wants to justify moving the team. And I don't remember the semantics. Maybe Holigan can help me on this. If you're so bad, eventually you can... I don't know why losing makes a difference. I mean, I would imagine you could win and move the team. But the owner essentially... wants to lose to justify moving the team out of there. Well, then the Indians, obviously, at the time they were the Indians, they go on to actually win, and they're actually pretty good. Do you wonder if that's what Dick Monfort is doing with the Rockies? Is that what the A's were doing? Let's lose, let's tank, so that we can really justify getting the hell out of here. I mean, I look back, Angel, to some of the... I pulled these up because I wanted to refresh here. Some of the things that Dick Monfort has said over the years has led me to believe that maybe it is in the back of his head that he wants to get the hell out of here. Well, obviously this year, I think we can play 500 ball. That's one of his good ones already. He said, this was a few years ago, dude. If the product and experience is that bad, don't come.
He said that?
Yes, yes. Angel, this is what I'm telling you, man. This is why people get so pissed at the Rockies. It's not just that they're bad. You got an owner.
They're telling you they're bad, and you keep going.
And then the owner says stuff like this, and people are like, what the hell, man? He actually said this on his email or something. It was tweeted years ago, but here it is. Somebody had written him an email, basically displeased with the team's play back on July 4th of 2014. They were so mad, frustrated. He just wrote back, and this is his email. If product and experience that bad, don't come. Like, it's not even a complete sentence. If product and experience that bad, don't come.
Why use big word when few word you trick?
I'm going to tape this out. He wrote that. It was 7:34 on a Sunday night. Not that that matters, but that's so, just one of them.
That is so childish.
Another one he wrote back was this one. It was an email. It was rapid fire email, and this was later in that week. By the way, you talk, maybe Denver doesn't deserve a franchise. Maybe time for it to find a new home. Thanks. And he emailed that. So that's now on record. That's out there for the world to see. What did he say in 2019? I firmly believe that we have the tools to compete at an even higher level. Next year, we all know how close we are. And if the team prepares this offseason as well as they did the last, we can win the division and more.
That was 19?
Yeah.
That had been coming off a wild card appearance.
Yep. I don't have a problem with that. Actually, that one I don't have a problem with. In 2020, we'll win 94 games and lose 68. Here's another one. I haven't seen many rebuilds that start with signing the face of your franchise, your best player, to an 8-year, $260 million contract, he told the media right after the 2019 season ended. When some teams don't play good over a long period of time, they choose to do a rebuild, but our goal is to play better and to win. I also hear, what is the phrase? You have a window of time. I think we have a huge window of time.
Oh my God.
This is what I'm saying, man.
How big is this window?
Because he was asked if they were in a rebuild mode, and he's like, I don't see rebuilds that start with signing the face of your franchise. You just signed Chris Bryant, too. Let's not forget. They just went out and signed
a big name.
Mr. Monfort,
what does a rebuild look like to you?
Yeah.
What do you think is the step one of a rebuild?
Don't do it.
I can tell you what it is. It's acceptance.
Yes. What else did he say? You know, I don't know if that's a good one.
None of these are good, Brady.
Oh, I have thought about firing myself.
Out of a cannon?
No, he seriously, it was when he spoke candidly about Jeff Breidich before he fired him. It was before that. And he was asked, have you thought about firing Jeff Breidich? And this was after the Nolan stuff. He said, no, I have not thought about firing Jeff. I have thought about firing myself.
Then do it.
And then not too long later, down the road, he fired Jeff Breidich. Oh, boy. Isn't that wild, dude? I'm telling you.
It's hilarious. And I didn't know some of those quotes.
Mm-hmm. Some of them are emails, though. Like, now you got it forever. And he emailed a fan back.
So is he just like a troll that, like, I'm going to buy this baseball team and make it suck?
The things that he says.
No owner would be able to say this in any other sport.
Can you imagine that? Can you imagine Rob Walton?
Penner.
And then Walton? Greg Penner, Rob Walton. Can you imagine? Hey, I'm emailing him. Guy, Broncos are terrible. You guys only won 5 games last year. This is awful. You know what? I'm regretting buying this stupid team. Broncos fans would roast you alive. And they wouldn't come to the games. They wouldn't. That would work. Because Pat Bowlen was beloved, and he was a reason for it. The Kroenkes. I'm not saying the Kroenkes are winning popularity contests either. This altitude thing is messy, and it's bad. But at least they're putting together products that are good. They continue to do that. They act quickly when something's not working, or they work with their GMs to act quickly. Patrick Waz, we're seeing some cracks there. We don't like him. Get rid of him. George Karl, you're a playoff guy every year, but we're not going any further. We've hit a ceiling. You've hit a ceiling. Get rid of him. Even though you're coach of the year, we made a hard decision. And ultimately, it's worked out for both teams. This is just the state of the Rockies. Nobody else talks like this. Dick Monfort is like a movie. He's like the major league owner. She said crazy off-the-wall things that people would go, she's just a B, but it's a movie. Dick says these things, dude.
So is it fair to hold the Rockies to a higher expectation?
No. No, not until something changes at the top.
So why are they here?
Will they be here long? I mean, Dick Monfort has roots here. You know, he is Mr. Greeley. You know, he lives here, right? He does a lot of. I've always said this, and if you're listening, Dick, I mean, as a business person, as a guy that gives back to the community, you are one of those guys. You do great. But when it comes to owning a baseball team, there's question marks because of the things that you've said, the moves that you've made in the past. I was so desperate, Angel, when they were hiring their new general manager, that they would just go with an outside hire. And people ask me, like, who would you say? I don't know.
Anybody that's not associated with the Rockets.
Correct. That's why you do this, man. You get somebody. This is such a bad history that you can't just have a guy that was a part of the bad history. You got to wipe. You got to clean house. Get a fresh set of eyes in there. That's what the Broncos did. John Elway. They loved them some John Elway, didn't they? We all did. But they all came together and they're like, Joe Ellis is like, at the time when he was head of the trust, it's probably not a good idea for you to keep being the general manager. It's not working. You can stay here, but hands off. Instead of going, we're going to elevate a guy underneath John Elway that was probably his yes man. No, we're not going to do that. We're going to go with George Payton. Outside hire. Has it worked out? Not necessarily, but George Payton was, you know, he's had some decent moves, and he still has plenty of time to turn this thing around, and everybody kind of thinks that they will. But the Rockies hired Bill Schmidt, and he signed Chris Bryant to a 7-year, $180 million contract while he was hurt. It's nuts, dude. 18 minutes after the hour. We're going to catch up with Cody Tucker coming up next from 7220sports.com. How are the Cowboys looking over there? Flying Dutchman wants, original longest yard. I have not. That's with, Burt Reynolds, right? Is it Burt Reynolds? I think so, because he was in the newer one, too. That one. We'll put both longest yards on there for the review this summer. And we want your thoughts on this. This is going to be fun. When do you want to start this? After the playoffs?
Sure.
Okay, we'll start after the playoffs. We'll do it on Fridays. You know, we'll bring some whiskey in here. Well, I will. You can't. Legally, you know, you can't. I can. 19 minutes after the hour. Let's take a short break. Cody Tucker coming up next.
Hear local coaches, players, and more with Coach Speak. Weekdays 10 to 11 on Northern Colorado's Voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.